up by the Spirit into the wilderness to be tempted by the devil. He fasted 40 days and 40 nights, and afterwards he was famished. The tempter came and said to him, "If you are the Son of God, command these stones to become loaves of bread." But he answered, "It is written, one does not live by bread alone, but by every word that comes from the mouth of God." Then the devil took him to the holy city and placed him on the pinnacle of the temple, saying to him, "If you are the Son of God, throw yourself down, for it is written, he will command his angels concerning you, and on their hands they will bear you up so that you will not dash your foot against a stone." Jesus said to him, "Again, it is written, do not put the Lord your God to the test." Again, the devil took him to a very high mountain and showed him all the kingdoms of the world and their splendor. And he said to him, "All these I will give you if you will fall down and worship me." Jesus said to him, "Away with you, Satan, for it is written, worship the Lord your God and serve him only."
Amen.
I have read to you Matthew 4th chapter, verses 1 through 10. This is the word of God for the people of God.
Thanks be to God.
Now we ask you to stand as we prepare for our hymn of preparation. Your insert is in your bulletin, and let's join together in song.
Thank you.
I will stay on the battlefield. Shall I die? I will trust the Lord till the day I die. Thank you, choir, for the songs of Zion. Thank you, Reverend Dr. Apostle Linda Haynes, for standing in this pulpit this morning and presiding over God's service. Thank you, Freddie, for the beautiful organ music.
Amen.
And for the opening hymn. Amen. Praise the Lord, everybody. Amen. Praise the Lord, everybody. Amen. Praise the Lord. Let's give God a hand for this last Sunday in July. Amen. Amen. The homegoing celebration for the Reverend Dr. Theodore Freeman passed. North Carolina, president of NAACP.
Spirit.
Thank you. We'll be on Tuesday at 11 a.m. at the Trinity African Methodist Episcopal Zion Church on Florida Street in Greensboro, North Carolina. We ask you to be in prayer for the family during this time. Also, the homegoing celebration for Reverend George Cope Sr., one of our pastors in the Western North Carolina Conference, will be at Centenary United Methodist Church on Fifth Avenue Thursday at 1 p.m. George truly will be a part of that homegoing celebration. Retired pastor Reverend Jenkins, who served for 16 to 17 years at the St. Paul Church in Winston-Salem, will be presiding and will be in charge of the eulogy for the Cokes family. We ask you to be in prayer for his wife, Reverend Phyllis Cokes, and their son, Reverend George Cokes Jr., during this time of sorrow. Let us pray. Good morning, Lord. We come to you on this beautiful Sabbath day, the last day in the month of July, and we come to give you thanks for all that you have done for us. We thank you for leading and guiding us during this unusual, warm, hot month of July. But we also thank you for the rain that you have provided for us. We ask that you continue to touch those who are unable physically to be with us, whether it's in person, Zoom, or by telephone or Facebook. Lord, continue to be with this city. Continue to be with those who are preparing for the entrance of the academic halls of academia during the new school year of 2022 and 2023. I ask now that you come so that I can be removed, so that the Holy Ghost, who has come and touched and anointed this pulpit, will allow me to come and to share in the good news. Now let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable now in thy sight. O Lord, my strength and my redeemer, that all of God's people say amen.
Amen.
This morning I ask that you pray with me on the sermon topic, Temptations of the Righteous. My sisters and brothers, as we continue to live, if you have not been tested by two people, you need to get ready. One is spirit that lives within us, that woke us up this morning and allowed us to be led into a very sacred place known as the church. Memorial United Methodist Church. Another one is the devil, who, if you are not careful, can tempt you into doing things that you might be sorry for later. If the devil tempted Jesus, do you think that he is going to overlook us? Do you think that he is going to go by our house? Do you think that he is not a friend on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and all of the technology devices? Jesus was led up of the Spirit into the wilderness to be tempted of the devil. According to the Gospel of Matthew, boldly states that God's Spirit led Christ into a desert experience where he would have to undergo severe temptations. Temptations of the righteousness. Sometimes when people come off of the street corner and begin to stand on the Holy Ghost corner, they think that that escapes me of temptations. When I attend church, when I attend Bible study and read the Word of God, when I fall on my knees with the face to the rising sun, that escapes me from trials and tribulations. When I take out my pen and begin to write a check to the church and pay my tithes and pay a donation in order that I can go to a park that has been built in a city by God, that automatically removes me from trials and tribulation. When I lift my voice to the glory of God and saying to the glory of God, sharing my gift that he has touched my mouth and my vocal cords, and saying that appears to escape me from trials and tribulations. Again, as we continue to walk this journey with Jesus Christ, you want to have some sunny days, you want to have some cloudy days, there's going to be some warm days, there's going to be some cool days, but as you read the text, the Spirit, hallelujah, of God will come in the midst,
yes, sir,
and show you the correct way.
Yes, sir.
Maybe that's why the psalmist wrote, I am weak, and I need thy strength and power,
yeah,
to get over my weakest hour.
Yes, yeah.
Lord, lead me.
Yes, sir.
Guide me,
yeah,
along the way. Boy, if you lead me,
yes,
I will not go astray.
Hallelujah.
Maybe that's why the psalmist wrote,
uh-huh,
sometimes I'm up, sometimes I'm almost never to the ground.
Uh-huh.
But that's all right, because I've heard of a city called heaven, and I'm just trying to make it my home. Maybe that's why the psalmist wrote, whatever the test may be, God will take care of you. Maybe that's why the psalmist wrote, my hope is built,
yeah,
on nothing less than Jesus' blood and righteousness. I dare not trust the city, but wholly lean on Jesus' name, on Christ, the solid rock I stand.
Yes.
All other grounds is sinking sand.
Amen.
Temptations of the righteous. More amazing, this verse directly follows a scene of great glory. Jesus had just been baptized in the Jordan. And as he came out of the water, the heavens opened and the Spirit descended like a dove and rested on his shoulder. Then a voice from heaven declared, "This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased." The question of the day, Memorial, is, if God was so pleased with Jesus, telling the whole world this was his beloved Son and whom he is well pleased, why did he lead him into the wilderness experience? My sisters and brothers, I stop by to remind you, not to tell you, that Jesus is the pattern for our lives as believers of Christ. In John, you will find, as he is, so are we in the world today. When the Holy Spirit leads us into the wilderness, God has an eternal purpose in mind for us. Let us make no mistake this morning, however, God does not tempt us. It's the devil who does the tempting. Jesus' temptation would be in the spiritual realm, and they would have eternal consequences. Temptations of the righteous. That's why it's so very important that you need to understand and be able to tell the difference between when Jesus is speaking and when there is another voice speaking. That's why it's so very important that we need to stay in line with Jesus Christ, so that he can lead and guide you along the way. That's why it's so very important, not only that you read the Word of God on a daily basis, but you must be born again. You must have a salvation. That's why it's very important that you're executing the text according to scholars in Jesus Christ who has written the Word of God. Does this describe you this morning? Your temptation will be more like that kind of Christ endured. They will have to do what your obedience to God and with dependence on his word. And Satan will do everything in his power to tempt you. Don't go to church today. We'll be pouring down rain when you leave. Why go to church today? It's the same people, same quiet, same people taking your temperature. You don't have a mask, they're going to give you a mask. Why are you going out to the park on a hot day to have a church in the park? Listen to those examples. Why go to Bible school? And this one I love. Ain't no kids coming over there. Really? Why have a children's moment? Because the kids are not listening. Why did you come to church this morning? Why did you turn on the Zoom telephone? Because there's church services on TV. Why do you get up early on Tuesday morning to dial in for prayer when you can pray while you're in bed? It's too hot to go to church. And as high as gas is, you're going to spend that gas money going to church. But then there's another voice. Get up. For this is the day that the Lord has made. Let us all rejoice and be glad. You're not going to church, but didn't I see you at Walmart? The gas prices are too high, but during the vacation, aren't you going to the beach?
your kids. I need them in my house so I can start molding and shaping them now as little ones.
All right.
Send them to vacation Bible school. You say you want something different. I have designed a worship service in my park. And you know what's so amazing? Maybe when the preacher's preaching, somebody who's in the park or playing, they might come over and hear my voice. There's a difference. Look what I have done for you. When you called on me, I was there. Some of you have been on the bed of affliction. You called on me and I lifted you up. There was some confusion, but I cleared it up for you. Young people, you say you're bored, but you get ready to go back to school, and I'm going to make sure that you're safe this year. You say you don't have no money, but go on and get your back to school shopping, and even if you have some supplies, I will give you some supplies on the 14th. When Jesus speaks, something is born to happen. Whether it's dealing with sickness, which I'm a living witness, whether it's a financial situation, God will provide. When the right door says no, there's another door, if you turn around to the right, will open up for you. When God speaks, healing begins to happen to the point that it'll make you rocky. You don't even realize why you're rocking. Whether it's the gospel songs on 90.1, WNAA, from 1601 East Market Street at North Carolina A&T State University. Or whether it's something on the TV, but just to be able to get up this morning.
Yes, sir.
What a sound mind, just to be able to drive the church in spite of the high fares and all the things we are going to financially. It's a blessing, and be careful because you're going to be tempted one day.
Yes, sir.
Jesus. According to scripture, it says after 40 days and nights of fasting, Jesus got hungry. And you know, when we get hungry and we don't have no food, we might get ill. I never forget the first Sunday in Marion, North Carolina, after preaching. It was about 7 o'clock. I got hungry, and I said, I'm going to get something to eat. Marion is a little town in the mountains between Morganton and Asheville. Everywhere I went, closed. And it's 7 o'clock in the evening. I said, oh, no, we might have a problem here. So I stopped at a gas station. I said, do you know if any restaurant is open? He said, no, all the restaurants closed here and shut down when the sun goes down. I said, the sun hasn't gone down yet. But our time is 6 o'clock. Wow. At a moment when Jesus was physically vulnerable, the devil brought his first temptation. And the scripture says of Christ, when he had fasted 40 days and 40 nights, he was afterward hungry. And when the tempter came to him, he said, if thou be the Son of God, command these stones to be made bread. How did Jesus answer the devil's temptation? It is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeded out of the mouth. Jesus said, my coming to earth is not about my needs, hurts, or physical comfort. I came to give to humankind
not to save myself. Even at the height of his suffering, Jesus did not lose sight of his eternal purpose. If our Lord learned repentance and compassion through a wilderness experience, we should do the same today. If you live, you want to be tempted. Young people, when you go back to school, you're going to be tempted. On the school bus, in the halls, in the gym, in the locker room, in the residence hall. Because I'm going to be very honest with you, everybody who attends school is not a follower of Jesus Christ. It's just like the world. But if you have been grounded in the Word, if you come into church, if you attend Vacation Bible School, if you're being part of the youth ministry, you should be able to tell the difference between what is right and what is wrong.
All right.
And let me give you some examples of what I'm talking about now to young people. One example, young men, we keep our pants to the waist. I know, you know, it's a new day. Because my son said, "Dad, you living in..." No, no, no. Pants to the waist. Why you say that? Show me a picture of Jesus Christ with his pants down.
Amen.
Young men, and I know I'm talking to the cross, everybody knows this. When you come to the door, and a girl or a young lady is with you, you step back and you open the door. Another one is, which I don't understand, and they tell me it's a new day. But I was brought up, when you enter a building, you remove your hat. I told a young man that at a funeral one day. He said, "Well, sir, I didn't have time to comb my hair." I said, "Well, I tell you what, we have four bathrooms in this church. You can be excused and come back." The next thing is, what we wear out in the streets should represent you as a person. Because if I would ever come in here with some sunshades, pants down, and get up here instead of saying, "Praise the Lord, everybody," and say, "Yo, what's up?" And to the young people, they might like that. And you know what? I might start doing it. Praise the Lord, what's up? But the way I was trained and brought up, this is a holy table. And there's a certain way that you should act. When you come in the church, there's a certain way. When you get out of your car, like I said on last Sunday, there's something that should start changing. Because as good as God has been to all of us, we owe him that. He don't need any money because he's the head of Wall Street. He sits on the bank board at First Citizens, Wells Fargo. So how you can pay him back is the way you live, how you reject love to everybody, how you treat people, how you're part of the service, how you can pay him back. Because I'm going to be very honest with you, if it had not been for the Lord on our side, we would not be going back to school, young people. If it had not been for the Lord on our side, even though the gas prices are going down, we're still going to places. Food is high. And I know what I'm talking about because I do it almost every day with that shit. But we're still eating out. And we can wait in line at Texas Roadhouse, but don't want to wait in line at church. Hello, somebody. We can wait in line to get gas. But yet, if we say, "Could just hold up in a minute and we will serve you." And
change. But the rules of the house will never change.
Amen.
What are you talking about? If your name is not on the deed, you don't pay due heritage, then you have to respect the person who's in charge, who's putting clothes on your back, and providing shelter for you.
Yes, sir.
You can call it the old school way, the new school way. No, no, no. And when you can't go by the rules, then in every house there's a front door and a back door. I'm serious about that. The things that I witness young people doing on the street, in the stores, and in their homes, and to their parents is unacceptable. And I'm not talking to nobody here. This young brother right here, I know he's respectful. Based on what I see in church, I haven't seen him out. But if you can be respectful in church, same thing on the streets. But sometimes the temptation can be great. Resist the devil, and he will flee from you.
That's right.
It doesn't matter how many temptations Satan throws at you. You need to fear any sin from your past. If Christ's blood has covered you, then the devil cannot do anything to separate you from the Father. We are all covered by the blood of Jesus Christ. That's why when we are hurt, we can bounce back. We're all covered by the blood of Jesus Christ. That's why when sometimes we're flat on our back, we can get up and keep on moving. We're covered by the blood of Jesus.
Amen.
That protects us. That helps us when we receive the shots. And even though some people have received the shots, you still can come down with COVID. But we are still protected by the blood of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
But the Holy Spirit is faithful to kill all those of lust as we call on Him to modify them. God's covenant promise to set us free from sin's power. And last, the devil left Jesus. And when he left Jesus because he realized he could not win, then that's when an angel ministered to him. And I'm telling you, when an angel comes and ministers to you, when an angel comes and brings joy to you, when an angel comes and heals your body, when the doctor says, I've done all that I can do, and then you call on the name of Jesus and he comes and he lifts you and he turns you around, the devil will flee, because the devil will realize, I cannot win him or her over. But when Jesus comes, Lord have mercy, something starts happening when Jesus comes. He can move in a mighty, mysterious way when Jesus comes.
Amen.
I'm like saying, get behind me, devil, because I'm in line with Jesus Christ. That's why that song that Freddie came up, I'm going to stay on the battlefield till the day I die.
Yes, sir.
Anybody can come to church when you've had a good week. Anybody can come to church when things are going your way. But the real test of a real Christian is when you've been knocked down, but you still get back up. Because Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Jesus, you ever heard of him? Jesus. When the last time you talked with Jesus? They said it was going to be stopping and raining, but look at the sun is beaming through the window. Look at Jesus. When you call on him, everything is going to be all right. Call on him, Jesus.
Amen.
I know that he can do it.
Amen.
So be careful now. Because if and while you continue to live, after 40 days and nights of fasting, Jesus got hungry, the devil came. Jesus was taken up to a high mountain and said, if you bow down and worship me, I'll keep you from falling in here. When he was shown the kingdom of the world, he said, I'll give it all to you. But Jesus did not yield. He kept on following the one who he knew was in charge. So Memorial, God loves you in your testing times. His own spirit has led you into the wilderness. Yet his own son has already been there. And he knows exactly what you are going through today. So you hold your head high. We have some people who are not feeling their best, but they're still here. Mm-hmm. We have some people trying to figure out where we get the money from to send my son or daughter to a college. And while they're wondering where the money's going to come from, Jesus has already made it possible. Mm-hmm. And is getting ready to write the check right now.
Alright.
Some people are wondering as we get ready to go into the holidays, how in the world am I going to make it? Food prices are high. But he's saying that everything is going to be alright. Some people are hurting because of the way they have been mistreated. Mm-hmm. But Jesus said, just hold on, because Sunday is coming.
Yes.
I'm not talking about this day because Sunday can be a Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday. But what he's saying, if you just hold on
yes.
to God's unchanging hand, then everything is going to be all right.
Yes, sir.
Everything, Memorial, is going to be all right. Lord, have mercy. Christ, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. Let all of God's people say amen.
Amen.
The doors of the church are open. If there's anyone today who is not a member of a faith community, we invite you to come. Jesus said, come unto me, all ye that are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. The sanctuary is open for prayer. If you know any sister or brother who is in need of prayer or anything you would want at this time, we invite you to call on their names.
Gilmore
family. Are there others? We have everyone. Let us prepare our hearts and minds to go to God in prayer. What a friend we have in Jesus. All of our sins and griefs to bear. Oh, what a privilege on this last Sunday in July. Carry not some things, but everything to God in prayer. Lord Jesus, we greet you again.
We first want to say thank you for all the things that you have done for us. Since the last time that we worship you as your family here in this holy room, in this building, we come to say thank you just to be able to have sound minds, just to be able to have shelter to rest during the weeks. It may be a hard, hot day on yesterday, but it was early this morning as you were there protecting all of us that you woke us up and told us to come to the house of the Lord. It was early this morning as the sun was beaming through the window pane that you woke us up. You led us to the kitchen and you nourished our bodies. You fed us until we wanted no more. And then you blessed us with clothes to put on our backs, transportation to come to the house in order that we could, yes, realize that there's a sweet spirit in this place, and we know that it's the Spirit of the Lord. So we thank you. We didn't necessarily deserve it, but you look beyond our faults and you recognize our needs. Lord, we thank you today. For this day, we thank you for Linda Haynes coming and presiding, reading and giving strength to those who still have a fear to come out. The beautiful morning prayer. We thank you for the choir, the organ music, and those that are here with open hearts, minds, and ears. Lord, take the names that have been called. You know their needs because you made their bodies, and you know their needs.
Yes, sir.
Again, we ask that you be with Phyllis Coates and her family as they prepare for to say goodbye to one who served the Western North Carolina Conference. Served not only as a pastor, but on many major committees. The foundation board and those who are on the Northern Piedmont District. And our brother who led the city of Greensboro and the state of North Carolina fighting for rights. Not for African Americans, but for all people. Be with his wife, Trinity AM Zion Church family, and NAACP family. And Lord, we know that you will be with us until we come together on the next Sunday celebrating the elements of Holy Communion. This day and forevermore, let all of God's people say amen.
Amen.
All things come of thee, O Lord, let us sing. Sunday, the second Sunday, you will know the guidelines and what we are supposed to do. The benediction. May the God of endurance and encouragement grant you to live in such harmony with one another in accord with Christ Jesus, that together you may with one voice glorify the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, this day and forevermore. ends our worship service on Zoom and by phone. And we look forward to seeing you on next Sunday. God bless you. We love you. We're going to ask that the